An apology and compensation may be on the cards for victims of sex abuse in the Jehovah's Witness Church. Australia's most senior Jehovah's Witness, Geoffrey Jackson, admits the church's response has been less than perfect at times. Angela Lavoisier reports.
Geoffrey Jackson is the most senior Jehovah's Witness to testify before the Royal Commission on the final scheduled day of its hearings into the church. He went further than other senior church members have in recent weeks, flagging the option of financial redress for sexual abuse victims.
The governing body is happy for our organisation to spend money helping persons. How much more so someone who has been traumatised or affected in a bad way?
He also indicated that an apology is not out of the question.
The governing body has apologised on things in the past in other areas, so it is perceivable.
There are millions of Jehovah's Witnesses around the world and over 68,000 of them living in Australia. During recent Royal Commission hearings, the church has been subjected to heavy criticism for many of its processes dealing with child abuse. Some of the more controversial ones include the so-called two-witness rule, under which abuse is only considered to be proved in the case of a confession or two witnesses. Another is the practice of refraining from making reports of abuse to police or child protection authorities, except where the law explicitly requires it. Mr. Jackson said some of the church's practices were flawed in the past, although he didn't specify which ones.
There have been changes in policies over the last 20 or 30 years where we've tried to address some of those problem areas, and by the fact that we've changed the policy would indicate that the original policies weren't perfect.
Up until now, the Commission has only asked local church officials about whether the worst practices in handling abuse could be changed and how easy it would be to change them. Today, counsel assisting the Commission, Angus Stewart, tried to clarify with Geoffrey Jackson the chain of command within the church.
Am I to understand that the governing body seeks to obey Jehovah God?
Absolutely.
And that the branches seek to obey the governing body?
First of all, the branches seek to obey Jehovah. That's, we're all in the same arrangement. But because they recognise a central body of spiritual men who give spiritual direction, then we would assume that they would follow that direction, or if something is not appropriate, that they would identify that.
Mr. Jackson told the Commission that national branches could seek to change church policies within the rules set out in the Bible.
Mr. Stewart, I certainly would hope that the Australia Branch Committee would get back to the Service Committee with the reasons why that's needed, and then eventually I would hope that would get to the governing body so that we could approve whatever changes are needed worldwide.
Geoffrey Jackson told the Commission that some of its policies are in the process of being changed.
There is a process, and I think at the moment we are in the process of adjusting some of our policies, so that's why it is a good time for this Royal Commission. But definitely it becomes obvious that we need to inform some, we need to put restrictions on that person as to any type of association with minors. And if a person is genuinely innocent, they're not doing this, they should not mind the fact that they can clear their name by not being involved at all with dealing with children.
Mr. Jackson was the final witness in the hearing, and it's now formally concluded.
Angela Lavoisier reporting.